Amazon founder Jeff Bezos was first last year. Now he's 87th. That's according to Harvard Business Review's annual ranking of CEO performance. So why the dramatic drop? The reviews decided that consumers and investors want to know about a company's social behavior. Ashley Stewart's been tracking the story for the Puget Sound Business Journal.
Harvard Business Review completely changed the way it does its ranking system this year. So it used to be based purely on, you know, financial factors, but this time they're taking into account a company's social conscience. So what that means is they're looking at, you know, environmental, social, and governance factors. If they stuck to those financial results, Bezos would still be at the top.
How bad was his social conscience ranking to make him drop from number one to number 87 on this list?
Well, it was pretty low, you know, pretty bad. Among all of those 100 top companies on the list, Amazon had the lowest ranking of all of those factors that I talked about. So Bezos was below even the former Volkswagen CEO, and Harvard made the list, you know, before all of the diesel emission problems. But someone there told me Bezos would still be below Volkswagen now.
What's the basis for that?
Yeah, so that's important to keep in mind, I guess, because it's not just, you know, social factors, meaning maybe the workplace or how I guess the company interacts with the community, but it's also its carbon footprint and governance just, I think, describes overall how the company is run. So when we talked about how it was done before, it really was purely on financial returns, you know, shareholder returns. So when you talk about governance, it's kind of just the broader way that the company is run.
And you mentioned if you take the ethics out of it, Amazon actually ranks number one just on financial measures. Why does Amazon do so well there?
There's really, you know, so much to be said about how successful the company is financially. So you don't typically hear about that when you hear about Amazon. Really what you're hearing about is all of these sort of horror stories about what the workplace is like. And that really dragged him down, you know, all of those 80 spots this year.
Why is the Harvard Business Review saying this is something that business people ought to worry about? It's not necessarily, I mean, something that business schools teach ethics, but why is it something that people who watch CEOs should be concerned about?
I think what we're seeing more and more is that companies are starting to think that maybe the way that they affect the community and their social responsibility will come back around and affect their profits and things like that. So we actually see Amazon did hire a former BP advisor and corporate idealist to come help out. And they say that's not in reaction to, you know, all of the criticism that they faced, but it definitely will help with some of those things. So I think if you have a reputation maybe as a green company or a company that treats workers well, it will be a big part of, you know, a company's overall performance financially. And I think that is maybe what the Harvard Business Review is saying now.
Ashley Stewart's a reporter for the Puget Sound Business Journal. We've also got a call into Amazon for comment. It's The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.